Pope Benedict met again Friday with the delegates who participated at a gathering in Assisi to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Day of Prayer for Peace, hosted by Blessed John Paul II. Philippa Hitchin followed events here at the Vatican and spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the impact of yesterday's meeting.
Philippa, you were in Assisi for the Day of Reflection, Dialogue and Prayer for Peace and Justice in the World, and you followed this audience in the Vatican on Friday morning as well too.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Lydia. And in his address to the participants, Pope Benedict thanked them all very much for taking part in the Assisi gathering. He noted that many of them undertook extremely long and demanding journeys to be present for this one-day event. He also said the meeting is a very visible sign of the friendship and fraternity forged by the many pioneers in ecumenical and interfaith dialogue. And he pointed out that the 300 or so participants actually represent the billions of men and women around the world who are actively engaged in promoting justice and peace on a daily basis. Let's listen a moment.
Meetings of this sort are necessarily exceptional and infrequent. Yet they are a vivid expression of the fact that every day, throughout our world, people of different religious traditions live and work together in harmony. It is surely significant for the cause of peace that so many men and women, inspired by the deepest convictions, are committed to working for the good of the human family.
Yes, Pope Benedict speaking on Friday morning to religious leaders who took part in the Assisi interfaith event. Philippa, you've had a chance to talk with some of them. What kind of reactions have you been hearing?
Overall, I think the reactions have been very positive. There were some difficulties beforehand with some of the Muslim delegations, but I think this really reflects broader difficulties in some of those dialogues right now. But on the whole, the people I spoke to felt it was absolutely essential to keep the spotlight on this very positive face of religion. They were very grateful for the prophetic vision of Pope John Paul II 25 years ago, and equally grateful for Pope Benedict's decision to reconvene this meeting, if you like, a quarter of a century on. The threats, of course, of extremism, persecution and terrorism, as Pope Benedict mentioned in his speech, are just as present today as they were back then, although in different forms maybe. And therefore, it's essential to combat this by engaging young people, particularly in the work of justice and peace, of encouraging them to get to know people of other faith traditions, because, of course, it's out of ignorance that prejudice is born, and it's out of prejudice that hatred and violence, of course, come forth. So finally, I think there was a huge recognition of Pope Benedict's particular contribution to this event, and that is introducing the idea that non-believers have much to offer in reminding us that if many people today don't have faith, then in part that must be the fault of us believers who have, as he put it, a limited or even falsified image of God. So I think that's a huge challenge to all of us people of faith to take home from this day in Assisi.